Let's say the year usually, the first day of the year, the first day of the Zman is even the first day of the Zman. Then I guess we all have the brand, the Slava. Imagine for a minute if we would learn the whole year, when we learn the first day. Imagine what kind of punishment we would have. The Shailas, how do we keep this Shailas? We'd all be the whole year, the way we are in the beginning of the Zman, the beginning of the year, we'd be all together. How do we make it that Acher's creation, that the end, like the beginning, it's all one Hatzlacha? I'd like to tell you the Yisayid, I understand it. I think it's the Yisayid in Aliyah, which is the Frat Negev to Bnei Aliyah, and the beginning of the Zman of Aliyah. You think about Churban Abayit, you think about what the Churban did to us, the Gashmiyat and the Ruchniyat, and you sometimes wonder, so why was there a big Churban? Why was there this great Churban? And then Mr. Gemara in the Dharam, the Chayal of Dashin, this Pasuk, the Pasuk says that in the VMS, Alma of the Ha'aretz, we saw such a tremendous Churban. What was the reason for the Churban? And the Gemara says, nobody knew. They asked the Chachamim, they asked the Nevi'im, they asked Malachi Asarik. No one knew Alma of the Ha'aretz. And then the Gemara says, Achak Tirshak Adish Baruch Hu Biyatmei. The Eidusha HaBiyachum, Eidus himself, told the answer. Vayayim HaShem Al Ozma Mestirasi. Partially it sounds like it's saying that the Yidden didn't learn prayer. Ozma Mestirasi, they left the prayer all of them. But that can be. That can be the Pshat. The Gemara says that the Chachamim didn't know, the Nevi'im didn't know, it would be a Rabbi Chesed Bittul Torah. If everybody knows Bittul Torah is an Ova in Chama. But with a bigger question really, what's Pakadi? Chet Kulei Hai. So you look at the Rebbeinu Yoina says Klor. The Rana Farah brings the Rebbeinu Yoina, the Rana and the Rorim. Elavadai Oiskin Hoyi B'Torah Tamid. They learn Torah Tamid. Constantly. And it's why he is, because in the end, the Chacham does not know what the other area was. So what was the Chet? What is the Gemara in Shalei Baruch, Shalei Hoyim Baruch in Batayra? Dr. Rand, the same Rebbeinu Yoina, Shalei Hoyis HaTayra Chashuva Beinayim Kolkach. The Chet was not Bittul Tayra, that's clear. The Chet was that Tayra was not Chashuva by them. See, see a clear bit of that. They didn't do a very Chashuva. They didn't. They weren't Mavato Tayra. The reason Allah of the earth, the reason for that great Churban, Shalai Hayta Torah Chashuva Beinayim. It's very shreya l'chaya. Yechet HaTorah Zechei Mitzvah Chamura, some say to the Raita, Kulay Hay. A Churban Abayis, because they Baruch Abay Torah Tchila, how could that be? If they Loitkin B'Torah Tomit, they were Isaac, Torah is an Isaac, the Churban comes because of the Yechet HaTorah. But there's a bigger concept, the concept that we're all thinking about. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Tef that the Bayis Rishon there was a Gimel Chamurai. A self-made chet. We have to find the chet for Yidarach HaBatayim Yitzchila. Pleiadik, this is Ma of the Aret, not Yuma Chamurai, but it's Anaya Vera of the Yidarach HaBatayim Yitzchila. So be amit v'rishalmi ha-chagiga p'nergalach ha-lachurzayim, pavon v'zkasha. The Shalmi says, "Matzamu shavita kadosh baruch hu Yisrael alav al dizara v'al tirayis v'al shvicha zamin." The Yevishtu was moicha klal Yisrael on avay dizara on tirayis shvicha zamin. Aber al matzam shel tayra loyzeke. When it came to matzah shel tayra, when it came to bezoyin at tayra, that the Yevishtu wasn't moicha. And the Gemara says, "My the Shalmi is my taima." The Matzami brings this pasuk. Al ozvam es tayrasi the tviya on klal Yisrael. The Ma of the Ha'aretz was not about dessert, was not Gilai Ayyus, was not Shvichas Domi. The Tviya was on Ma'asa Shal Tayra. And the Yishalmi really asked me our question. Avadad it was about dessert, and Avadad it was the Gilai Ayyus and Shvichas Domi. But for that is Shaykh Mechila. But for one thing that Baisai is not Shaykh Mechila, and that's Ozvam Es Tayrati, and that's Ma'asa Shal Tayra. When I saw the Yishalmi, think what the Yisrael is telling us. Think what the Pasuk Alma of the Aret is teaching us. Sie will Gimel Chamurai, but with Gimel Chamurai haben sie kein Eid gegeben. Sie will Jeden, der war Oisig mit Teure Thomas, also ist auf der Rahn, ich habe eine Leine, der war Oisig mit Teure Thomas. Sie gar nicht geholfen. Was hat gefällt? What was missing? Shaloi Hoisa Teure Chashuva Beinayim. The Churban Habayis was not because of Gimel Chamurai. The Churban Habayis was not because of Bittul Torah. Oisim B'Torah Tamid. That was the Messiah. The Churban Habayis came, Shaloi Hoisa Torah Chashuva Beinayim. I thought to myself, the Baruch Hashem, we're learning, we're Oisim B'Torah Tamid Halavai, but are we... We have this test. Can we say that we really makshiv what we're doing? Can we really say that Torah is chashuv ayom? Do we know what Torah is? Do we know the chashivus of liman Torah? We say, we sing the niggun that the Gevurah on Isaiah had yasmin Yisrael with the Eibishter says va'oisa askin bechedvus azeli. Torah is the Eibishter simcha. Are we magis that when we learn Torah? There's a Mavel Dik Archaim HaKadosh who says shot in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in the Chukaisai Teleichu. Dr. Archaim Kaidu, he has a number of Shatim. In Pirish Yutkar, he says the Pashit of shot in the Pasuk. We find the Chazal, the Abish that told Yerovan Ben Avad, Chazorba, Tu Tshuva, Vani Va'ato Ben Yishai Nitayo Ben Eden. We'll go for a walk in Gan Eden. Frag the Archaim HaKadosh. What's the big deal in Israel going with a spasir? What is the gavus of that? Zogder and Mekubolim say, ki teal zeh, ki adargash ashua she'en l'mayla amenu. Ashei enes yitzalai. The greatest chah, the greatest pleasure, the greatest vaginigan is this Israel with the Rebbeinu Zohar. This teal. Zogder Achayim, this is what the Pasuk in Parsh B'chukaita is teaching us. The Yoyim Ha'odam, if it's such a great healed, if it's such a great tzar, b'meh yizkar yivod isha, how is a person to be zaycha to this healed, this greatest tzar? That's shot in the pasuk in b'chu kaisai, if a person is on over Torah, hey lechu, ani v'atan etayel v'ganezi. That's what Torah is. That's the metzias of Torah. We are learning Torah, but are we margish v'stutzach with Torah? Do we have a gefeeling in chshivas at Torah? We have a feel in Gabbos HaTorah. And I want to ask you something, Rabbi Shem. How is it possible a Yolarisha, a Bas of Adam, should walk with the Rabbi Shalom? Can the Rabbi Shalom Kaviyachal lower himself, Kaviyachal, to take a walk with a human being? That's not the Pshat, Rabbi Shem. The Pshat is that that's what Torah is. Torah picks up a person to the Madrega that he can go in the tile with the Yevashah. And that's the Pasuk in Michu Kaisai Teleichu. And this is Ched V'Sodi of the Eibishta. When we learn, do we think about this? Do we have this in mind, the Cheshivas of one who is Isaac in Torah? I was able to know a Yid and Moshe Shwab, the Chetayev Zubracha, a very special tzaddik. And he told a number of times the story. Somebody came to the Chazenish and said, Rebbe, I need Chizik and Mivar HaTorah. It's not going good, I want to have more Asmada. So the Chazenish told him the following story. Yadua, and I knew people that were there. He that the Chafetz Chaim was Isaac in the Dibuk. In the Dibuk that went into a young child, the Chafetz Chaim was Isaac to be mighty that Dibuk. After the Dibuk came out, and I say again, I knew people that were there, they asked the Dibuk, what's happening from the Chafetz Chaim in Shemayim? So the Dibuk said, a klein etana. He's not a tana, but he's a klein etana. So they asked him, what made the Chofetz Chaim the claim of Tana? What made the Chofetz Chaim the Choshev and Shemayim? So he said, he's a smother. From what Chushab used to always add like two to the story. The Chofetz Chaim was Yedua, had Ruach HaKadosh. And he told stories that he heard the people that were there, Ish Miti Ish, Maises, Loyois, and the Chofetz Chaim, Chlor had Ruach HaKadosh. And from all the Chofetz Chaim's milas, in Shemayim, the greatest Milah was Hasmod and Limud. That's in Shemayim, the most chashid the Zachar by Sayyid is a Tiwa Melim Batayra. And believe me, if we would think this way, if we would be Margish more and more Shiva's a Torah, believe me, we have a different funnel. As much as we learn, but if you don't have the hergish, if you don't have the gefil, if you don't have the yachas, then you can't have the full hachalacha. The smack in the midst of Talmud Torah writes, La'olam yachshev adam b'shivcha shel Torah. A person, the olam, should always think about shivcha shel Torah, the shevach, the shvach of Torah. Why? Shemetayach kach yahavena. When a person thinks about what Torah is, a person comes through to a havas Torah. And when there's a havas Torah, that's the yisoid of all. The hatzlacha of a person in limud Torah, doctis mak yachshev adam b'shivcha shel Torah. Because when someone has a gefil of what Torah is, when someone has a gefil of the chashivas of what he's doing, it's a different felt, it's a different sugan. When you have avas Torah, when you have chashivas Torah, then there's never problems. And I want to tell you what I mean. And I want to explain to you with a story that I once read a number of years ago, that it made a reishim by me, Ad Hayom Hazeh. The Alter Rebbe Minsky Rebbe, the Chassidus Lebracha, was a person who was Shakua, and even a Torah, those that knew him, he was a Gevaldige Masmi. He was once learning with two of his Chavrusas, they were learning in Shech Tzvach, and that was about Yomi. And he wanted to look up a safe, so he ran into the shelf, he climbed up on a ladder, and never he fell down, and he cut himself. He had a very bad cut on his foot. So the Chavrusa wanted to help him up. He said, no, leave me, I can't be moved. Call the ambulance, is very bad. So one Chavrusa went to call the ambulance. The second one was sitting there. So you often heard that the Rebbe called him Danish, bring back Gemara Zvachim. So he put him in Gemara Zvachim. And he said that the duration that scene made to him was a pelvic azar. You see an old man who had a terrible, he threw him at a terrible wound. He's waiting 2 minutes for the ambulance. And he said, what is he doing those 2 minutes? Laying flat on the floor, holding up the Gemara Zvachim. So the story made a tremendous race in my knee. 2 minutes, though, is not only 2 minutes, and he's learning Gemara, and not Gemara, not from a storybook, he's learning Gemara, it's Rachel Nachter too. I was a race in this pilot. I met somebody recently who knew him, and I told him the story. I said, you know, this story really turned me on, like they say. He said, I'll tell you a different story. And I realized this story explains the first story. The Saif Yamak, he was never had a very terrible machla. He barely could talk. His mom was the last day, I think the last, one of the last 2 days of his life. This person went to visit him. He barely talked, but he was learning again. He was literally learning something. So the Rebbe noticed that it was very modern, the person in such a storm was learning. So he barely could talk. He smart whispered, said, Mezamot Zechayin Oitzit. Nachavlat Kemara, Nachavlat Kemara, Nacharashi, Nachatoitzit. And then I realized the answer. You know how it's possible? You know how much you're talking that somebody is laying these Purim and he's thinking about learning Gemara and not Gemara, but Gemara is Vachem Nachtesu? You know how such a Pele is Shaykh? What a person's attitude is, he's dangling Zechai Naisri. That every verse Torah, every verse Rashi is an Osha. And when a person has that attitude, when a person has that Sugan, it's never too hard. And this is shot in the smack. La'olam yachshev adam b'shivcha shel Torah. When a person realizes that Torah is an oitza, that every word Torah is an oitza, when a person is margish, that they have a Torah, then that brings him a Torah kach yahavena. Avas a Torah, chshivas a Torah, a yachas to Torah, is really the atzlach in Torah. And I think now is very good to do it. Shad and the Lechayah very severe Gemara. The pasuk that we lay in the second Pasha Shalach, discussing the Yisav of Oidizara, the Aveir of Oidizara. So the pasuk ends off, Ki Dvar Hashem Baza, that this person was Mevazah Dvar Hashem. And Pasha Shalach, we all know, is going on the Yisav of Oidizara. The Gemara is on Hedin, that's how the Pasha, other Shalach. One Shad is going on, someone says, Ein Perimin HaShemayim. One shot of the Gemara is going out to Kairos, and then the Gemara is a new shot. What shot is Dvar Hashem Baza? That Mehra Yama, Kol She'ef Shalasek B'Torah, Ve'ena Oisik. he could learn, he has the chayus to learn, he's not oisik. That's Dvar Hashem Bozo. And as I say, in Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch and in Talmud Torah, if someone is after lasting with Torah in the oisik, it's Dvar Hashem Bozo. Very hard, no? Think about it. Isn't that a funny shot? Gevelach b'zoyin, as the Kumbach says, you do something. Nafikayit, in termina shemayim, avoy b'zoyah. If someone is Sheva al-Tas and he doesn't learn Torah, is that Dvar Hashem Bozo? The whole part of the Chlalas we're talking about avoy b'zoyah. V'kum d'ayar han chazal mo, it's going on after lasik b'zoyah. But what's more frightening is, we think maybe the shot in the Gemara is he doesn't learn Kal Yomah, he doesn't know Shuris and Aleph. But the place is saying this is the Rav Shulchan Aruch and the Chassam the Torah, the Gemara, the Chavad, the Mishtaburin in Kufnun Heis, it's gotten Dalit. Both say that the shot in Dvar Hashem Bozo is not someone who never learned. It's Epsil Masik the Torah, the Ein Ayoyisim. He comes us to Dvar Hashem Bozo. How did the Sheva Al-Tasik become a Bezoyim? But Rabbi Yisai Chazal understood this is the shot in the pasuk that Dvar Hashem Bozo is Epsilonic B'Torah Ve'ein Ayoyisik. You know why Chazal knew this? You know how Chazal knew this? Because Chazal knew Shifcha Shel Torah. Chazal knew B'Chukaisai Teilechu, the great regardless of Liman HaTorah. And when Chazal saw the word B'Zoyin, what could be a bigger B'Zoyin than Epsilonic B'Torah Ve'ein Ayoyisik? Avad is only a Sheva Al-Tasik, but look at the mitzvah yikar that you have. Look at the chesivos of Liman HaTorah. And you don't miss it, right? You don't take advantage. Is there a bigger desire? Can there be a bigger desire at Shem Bozo than after Masik V'Torah Ve'in HaOisik? And like the Rav Shulchan Aruch explains, that Dvar Hashem ain't a yoko v'chosha v'inav, kol kach lesek v'in. When someone is missing the yikiras and the chesivos of Torah, that's Dvar Hashem. And the Chavetz Chaim Tzak in the end of the Teres HaBayis says this shot. Dvar Hashem Bozo, she'ilo ha'yiroite le'izboinan ma'ad, b'kdushas ha'tayra, she'kodesh baruch hu b'chvoidu ba'atmai, yoro ha'sinai, to give the Torah, eich po'al ba'atmai, lift their attacking men. And this, Dr. Chavetz Chaim, the Zehekesh ha'chat v'sholom, ein divrei Torah chasuvim be'inah. This is Dvar Hashem Bozo. The Yisoid of Atzlacha, the Yisoid of Aliyah, is Chshivas of Torah. The Yisoid of Nefila Rachmana Letzlon, the Rifyon comes when you're missing the Chshivas of Torah. And this is the emes of Shat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the beginning of Peah, the different mitzvahs, and the Mishnah for Yisoid, the Talmud Torah kineged kulam. So the going up on us, the Shneis of Yom, and the Pirush of Mishnayim, is bothered. What is the Mishnah telling us? What's Alachul Amaisa, the Talmud Torah kineged kulam? Zot Sigonim Lahoyoi, Shetoriach Ha'odom, Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Lechabeid Esatoyah. A person, Ma'oid, Mi'oid, each word in the Gemara with itself, Ma'oid, Mi'oid, Lechabeid Esatoyah. To be called Teva, the Teva, Shalomad Vahavi, Mitzvah, the Pneyasmo. Zot Sigonim, the Mishnah is teaching us Kashiv Esatoyah. Shetoriach Ha'odom, Mi'oid, Mi'oid, Lechabeid Esatoyah. And I think this is the Pshat in the Gemara in the Zorim. The Yisoid of Atzlacha, the Kiyam HaTorah, is Chashivas HaTorah. Because when someone has Chashivas HaTorah, nothing is too hard, nothing is impossible, nothing is not giant. The Kiyam HaTorah is Chashivas HaTorah. The Kiyam HaTorah is the Yachas HaTorah. The Stipler one says, the Chazinish has Ketzitit, that was his lesson, has Ketzitit from Avot in Shulchan Aruch. And that's why he became the great Chazinish. Every word in Shulchan Aruch, every diktuk, every hahoga had to be based on the Shulchan Aruch. That's Chashivas HaTorah. That's what the Smak says, Shivcha Shel Torah. And then when you have the Chashivas, then everything goes. We live in a world, Rahman al-Islam from Taibis, a world so Meshuk and Taibis. What's the answer to that? Again, I'll tell you what the Chazinish said. The Chazinish once said, the Mesech Rishonei Shaloi. We read from Taiva, Taiva Shachila, what's in Taiva Shachila? Ich verstehe das nicht. If someone has a Geschmack, someone learns of Aris Gemara, if someone learns of Kiva Ega, we can have a Geschmack in a stick of a cover. That was his loss. Avas HaTorah, Avas HaTorah, Avas HaTorah is the answer to everything. Oyev Kesev La Yisba Kesev. So the Medrash says, Oyev Torah La Yisba Torah. When there's Chesivas at Torah, when there's Ahavas at Torah, then there's nothing else. There's no other Yisahar. Chazal was teaching us, when you want to know Alma of the Ha'aret, what's the side of all the Averis? The Averis was Moasa Shel Torah. If there would be a Habas HaTorah, then there wouldn't be a Avodah Zarah Gil Raya Shvi Chazamim. If there would have been Tzitzit by every word in Shulchan Aruch, there wouldn't be Averis. Avad of the Averis of the Bayis was these Dima Chamura. But the Yishalmi is teaching us that the real seed of all the Averis, the seed of the Chur Benin, Moasa Shel Torah, Shaloi Hoysa HaTorah Chashiva Beinayim. The Kiyam HaTorah is the Chashiva HaTorah. We're holding now at the beginning of a new Zman. What could be, and what usually is, the most condensed time of the year. And we all want Hatzlach, we all want Aliyah. Which Bacha here doesn't want to have a Chesed, to have a Tzukah Liman HaTorah? Which Bacha doesn't want to have more Chesed and more Tzukah? Which Bacha doesn't want to have more Aliyah and more Hatzlach? The answer, Rabbi Zayi, the only answer is the Olam Yachshay V'Adam B'Shifcha Shel Torah. The only answer is Tzarech HaAdam Ma'oid Mi'oid Mi'oid L'Chabib Et HaTorah. And then when you have that, that's Kiyam HaTorah. That's the Yisoy. I once said, we learn about David HaMelech. David HaMelech, the Ish HaMailas, the Kul HaMailas, all the miles David HaMelech had. What was David's biggest mile? What was David's greatest mitzvah and the greatest mitzvah that he did? Chazal, the Medrash of Hanor, tells the Murid of Kizan, B'shas, the Hesped of David HaMelech, Hesped Tatsir. The Hesped, the Ikka Hesped, was on David HaMelech's Hasmod. From all his milah, from all his gedula and gevura, his hasmada was singled out as his biggest milah. I guess it's not a chiddush. You look at Tehillim, you see how he writes about limud haTorah, his dveikus and ahava. That's not a chiddush, maybe. But you know what to me was a pella, was kulei pella, I should say. David HaMelech lived a life of Torah. David HaMelech lived a life of Aniyas. David HaMelech never had a good day come out. He said, Rabbi Misaris Raisi, Oivai Chinam. David HaMelech said, more than the hair on my head, Rabbi Misaris Raisi, Oivai Chinam, my enemies. It wasn't the Guzma. It wasn't the Melitza. Part of Tanakh, part of Tehillim. Hatzileini mi'yotfai ki omtu mi'meni was David HaMelech's bakosha throughout his life to save him from these oyevai chinam that were more than rabu misaret roishi. Pelot HaKizach meant that kol yomav asaret. How could it be? How could it be that he was the musta, he was the spitzmasmit, a life of sar of oyevai chinam? Don't we all know when we have menias, when we have tirdis, when we have daigis, how it slows us down? When we have a day with no cheshik, a day when it's not going good. And here, David HaMelech, the man that lived the Yisurim Kol Yoma, with Tzorim Kol Yoma, and he blithed the Musav HaSmada. He was the Dimas Midasim. How could it be? I'll tell you the answer. Not that I have Ruach HaKodesh, but I know what David HaMelech himself said. And I'll tell you in his own words what made him that great to Masmid. He says it in Tehillim, Ki toiv yoim b'chasarecha me'yola. And Rashi is Masmid, toiv yoim echad b'chasarecha. David HaMelech told the Yevish to one day in your Beit Medrash, Ulimacha yomos, the next day he's willing to die. And not live 11, but one day in the Beit Medrash, Milakeh Elef Shanim, the Moki Masher. David HaMelech realized Shifcha Shel Torah. David HaMelech was Mioid Mioid Mechavi Beshat Torah. And he said, Tori Vyoim Bachatorech Meyola. Tabre Melech looked at him in a Torah and he said, Sasa Noichi Alim Masecha, Kimoise Shalom Ro. Tabre Melech came on this world, Ein Zam Lanoise, and he saw each word is a Noise. When someone has Shivcha Shel Torah, when someone has the right Yachas, the right Sudan, then it's never too hard. Then it's a life to be a life full of Tzaris, Minias, and Yisurim. But David HaMelech, life was 11 of the Mustav HaSmadah. And I tell you what I saw, and I see, and I continue to see. And I see it over and over again. You could see two Bachim, basically the same Masad, the same family, that they have Balei Kisha and they Pashteyim Lehim. And the kids, they have basically the same Mechayim. And I see this over and over again. You could look back years later, and you see a pelvic is up. You see the Mechayim Mizrach Mimayim. Mamash Kredo, they're two different islands. They started out the same thing. You see where they were the same. They both were basically the same. And I see this, and I saw this, and I see this by people that are older also. People are busy, they appear to Sapanasa, they appear to Samishwaka, and again you see the same pelvis. Some people find time, have time, plenty of time to learn. And someone is always casting, I wish I could learn, I'm too busy, I have this and that. What's the difference? Manishtana Elu Mielu. The answer is, it's the yacha. It's the sugan that a person has to limud haTorah. If a person is machshiv shuvas haTorah, if a person is mechadid haTorah, then there's never an yacha. Then it's never impossible. If a person is always thinking about tzivka shel Torah, so give the chaneisa. David HaMelech gives the chaneisa because David HaMelech was marvish kimoise shalom rav. And this is the Messiah, a person gets older, and like the Shalom says, Ha'odim ha'nivra alamad minasoyim. Every person has his maniyah. And the Sfat and Nimin HaTorah. Chazal say, Kol HaGobo Mechaveiroi is Yitzer God Mamanu. And I'm certain that it's going on a mitzvah also. The greater the mitzvah, the bigger the maniyah. What's the Yitzer? They give it the Chaneitzer. The Yitzer is to realize what in the Chukaitai Teilechu is. To realize what it means that Eisek HaTorah is the greatest mitzvah that a person could do. And Avada sometimes is hard. It's not always easy. The Yetzirah HaLeitzich of a mensch, more and more limud haTorah. And especially in the summer months, with the Yetzirah is Babayis Ubachut. And it is hard sometimes. But then again, you have to look and realize, if Chazal said the Pumsara Agra, how much more so that's true in Mitzvah Limud HaTorah. And that's where the Hatzlacha lives. Toi Vechod, Bitzar Mimeya Shalei Bitzar Chazal Kelem. When a person is saying Zichon when it's hard, and he looks at his sight, that's really Hatzlacha. The Medrash says, when the end of Shmuel, Kishabarach Mishol, when David HaMelech ran away from Shol, Lama Toyer Mishmuel HaNavi. He learned Torah by Shmuel. It was a terrible time, a terrible period in his life, a Bahala. And the Medrash for his life, he didn't stop learning Torah. Lomad Torah Mishmuel HaNavi She'ein Talmud Vasek Loimit L'mei Hashanah. His Hatzlacha in those days was Hatzlacha that a Talmud Vasek is not Zaycha in 100 years. Chazal was teaching us that sometimes when the going gets rough and when it gets hard, that's really a gold mine for Hatzlacha. That's where the Hatzlacha lived. He learned 100 times over because that was the prayer of Lamadati Ba'af. And prayer of Lamadati Ba'af, that's really the Hatzlacha. And Avada in the summer, it's not always easy. So what's the Yetzer? What's the Yetzer when the day is just not going good? When you come to a Shvera day, a Shvera Matzah, the Yetzer, like the Smak says, Lo'oilom Yachshev Odom B'Shivcha Shel Torah. If you think what you're doing, if you think what you're being Isaac in, indeed, the Chukaisa Telechu, that you're being Zaycha to be Isaac, part of an under upon him. Am Simen Schwab, der Katalik der Bracha, spent the Sabbath in the Chafet Chaim. And he has a story that he said over Tloyim Chaim, when one of them was Amish HaMoyim in the Chafet Chaim. This one story I think that's not getting my name very much. Chafet Chaim was thinking about the man. The man, he said, had all the time. A person ate the man and he thought about meat, tastes like meat. He thought about a fruit, tastes like a fruit. So someone asked the Chafetz Chaim, and what's the mitrachmish? He said, think about this, it's this, think about that, and what are you not thinking? So the Chafetz Chaim looked at him and said, Azach can have all the time. Like the man can have all the time. Of a mitrachmish, Chafetz Chaim some time. You have no time whatsoever if you don't think. And then the Chafetz Chaim says, und was ist mehr Geschmack? Was ist mehr Molly Tam? Wie ein Stickle Gemara. Und er sagt, was ist mehr Molly Tam? Wie ein Stickle Gemara. And he looked at him and says, aber ich mit Trachnisch. If you're not thinking, then even a Sach, which is Molly Tam, which has all the timing, und ich mit Trachnisch, Trachnisch, hat es kein Schumtamnisch. The midst of Limina Teure need in his coininess. We must trachten. And what do we trachten? We da trachten the Shifcha Shotaya. But that a person is margish the Yeshivas of the time that he has in the Beis Medrash. We margish the Toiv Yoyim Bechatzerecha. Da'an hot is all the time. When someone passes the site, when someone wastes time, what's his mistake? What's he missing? He's missing the Yeshivas of the time. I once saw a letter that the Chafetz Chaim's Edom, Mendel Zaks, Chaim Lebracha, he wrote a letter that what a Shver once said, the Chafetz Chaim once said, and they asked the Chafetz Chaim, Abacha asked the Chafetz Chaim, he wants to finish Gan Shas. How do you do it? So the Chafetz Chaim said, first of all, without Shlossim. As we heard the other day, you have to sleep, he said, 8 hours every night. You have to, first, have to eat well, he has to. He has enough relaxation, to exercise, and I stress this because this is important, especially with the summer. Tzarchei aguf is the hour. And you have to do all these tzarchei aguf. So the bracha was like, right in his pilot. And come on, he wants to finish up, he has to sleep 8 hours and eat 2 meals a day and go for a walk and exercise. So he says, but when am I going to finish up? It's all nice and good, but when am I going to finish up? So the Chafetz Chaim answered back, the She'eris Zmanei was in the rest of the time. And then the Chafetz Chaim said word that he is so gadol. He said, Ein oitza ve'ein skula v'chol ha'ilamis k'skulas yoike erech hazman. There is no bigger oitza, there is no bigger treasure a person has than the time he has. Kol zav lo yisula v'chol paz lo yeshua l'uma shor achuz m'chaye yodam. Avol do oka, the problem is she'ein onu magishin zeh. The Yisrael of Atzlach is to be Machshev the time. To be Machshev the Limit HaTorah, the time that you have on Limit HaTorah. Oy Mitracht has its other time. When the Drifyon in the Pshad is Mitrachtnish. And then the most Yishmak Tzach has no time. The Derech Aliyah has to be La'olam Yachshev Adam the Shifcha Shotayah. To think what you're doing. The person goes Sum Eichatei Tzedek, then I'll always have an ear. He'll always have tirdus and daigus. If someone goes through kemoitzei shorav, if a person has a simcha with every word, when he realizes ki toiv yoyim bechatzerecha, then there's never a problem. A person has to live with a chesed. He has to sleep enough and rest enough, and he has to, the ikkah is to nitzoyis yitzayis, not to patzis yitzayis. Look at time as your most valuable asset. I once saw halach in Shulchan Aruch that Tmi was in his pilot, based on a Gemara in Tainus, a Mechaber in Hilchus Tainus, Tzav Kuvayin Aleph, Talmud Chochem, Eina Rishoyi Leishu B'Tainus, he can't pravatay Nesim. Why? Mibnei Tumayit Melech in Shamayim. He wants to say, the Chagut Tzach, but it's going to share his learning. A person is thinking Ruchnis, a person is thinking of the Eivishra. But it's not good. It's not good enough. Because it spares his learning. What the Gemara is teaching us, Rabbi Yisrael, is a person has to be oiskefelsin. And sometimes even a tiny bit of a time, but mi'oid mi'oid l'chabi b'satayra. Think about the chesivus of Torah. And maybe even a tiny samal is not good enough. Avada b'shaf tiny, when there's a tiny zibur. And that's a part of chesivus of Torah to follow the Beit Hazal. But you're talking about it's not as man tiny. And then, Zofi Gemara, a person should not fail. Chazal was teaching us in this halacha, be oiskitrach, barely just think. You do things differently. And to me, this is a limud haskel. When someone stays up late at night, and he's oisik in narizkeit, besides, of course, the averus bittul Torah, but that's marshal shel Torah. And that is the tikkus of the churban. Because he's not oiskitrach. He's not thinking about the shivcha shel Torah. And it's not just an Aveira. Because Vita Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Gilu Chamurais, and they were oisik in Torah Tamid. But Ma'asa Shel Torah is Chorban. When someone wastes his time at night, late at night, especially, that's Chorban. That's of the Ha'aretz. When someone comes late to say that besides the Rifyim that he causes, besides the Bittul Torah, that's Chorban. That's Ma'asa Shel Torah of the Shemta Oisim. When someone shmooze the middle seder, besides the bit of Torah and the Rifyon, that is chosen. Al ma of the ha'aret on azalach ha'maisen, because the person is not thinking about shivcha shel Torah. If it's Friday afternoon, if it's Moitzoi Shabbos, and there is time after a person is Isaac in Tzarchei Haguf, and he has time at hand, and he rested enough, it's not to be Isaac in Limud HaTorah. That's Almoh of the Ha'aret. That's Moasah Shel Torah. In the times of Chazal, there was a Tzviya, Hagam, there were Isaac, the Torah, Tamid, is to get felt in the Cheshivas. But all these things, you don't have to be a Chazal to see it through. All these things are very simple Moasah Shel Torah. Shagat Feivelman, the Lovitz, used to say, and it's written on his Matseva, Bachim Nitzich Oifetzai. That was his memra kol yomah. And this is the Derech of the Aviyah. This is the Yisrael of Atzlacha. Oysen Nutzen Vesai. A Masmid is one that sleeps on time, and eats on time, and learns on time. And the Chavetz Chaim has the Sugiza. Sleep enough is important. Sleep the 8 hours and eat enough. But if you'll Nutzen Vesai, that we have Chesivas of Zman, then a person finishes Shas. Because the Machriya, and let me tell you this Yisrael that I've seen over and over again, in this Olam HaNasoyan, with all the problems that develop could offer to a person, and when you get older, it's more complicated. The Machriya is not the Yecholus. What can make or break the Olam HaTorah is not the situation. The Machriya is Shivcha Shel Torah. Is the Heregish of Kemoitzei Shalol Rab. When that feeling by a person is very stark, that's the Yisrael of it all. And especially in the tkuf that we're in now, especially in this time, in the summertime, the Yishalmi at the end of Berachis, Imre Isa Sabriya Ishenis Yaishu Yedei Min HaTorah Ma'oid Amoid V'Hitzchazik Bo V'Ata Mekavos Charkulam. So the Yishalmi, if you see this in Rifin HaTorah, if you see this a Ogishvach and Kaidu Min HaTorah Amoid V'Chazik, stand up, Amol, you need Koyach, you stand, you jump out of your seat. So if you show me if there's a Rifin on Torah, Amoid v'chazek, and you'll get Shechar Kula. In this Kufa that we're in the summer months, there's Laida times of the Reyesim. This man, the summer months, is this man that's Laida Mukhan for Bittul Torah, for Eskeris, for In Laharech. This Mokoyim, the mountains, is also Mukhan and Mezuman for Bittul Torah and Eskeris. Each one of you here had enough Seichel to be from those that are moed v'chazeh, to nutzoy these summer months, to make them from Yerida to Aliyah, from Choshech to Or. How do you keep on that service? How do you hold on tighter to that chashivah? How do you make the achris courageous? How do you make the summer continue the same way it was in the past 24 hours? The Yetzer is like the smack, the oilom yachshev odam m'shivcha shel Torah. always think about what you're doing. I always say this story. I met a young man once. He was very, very tzibrachim. And I was trying to find out what his problem was. So he starts off saying, well, I'm learning 5 years in Cairo, and I did nothing. I didn't give a shir, I don't write a sefer, I didn't give chaburis. And I realized, that's his problem. That's the nefila. And that is chorban. That's shuri hoisa ha-tayr ha-chashuva b'yayna. We live in an oilam ha-shekin, everything is titles, and big signs, and big fancy names. This causes chorban by so many people. A person is learning basmada. A person is zaycha in b'chukoisai te'lechu. He's zaycha to the tile with the Eivishta Ganeidin. A person is Isaac, the chedus of the Eivishta, and he could say he's doing nothing. That's ma'asa zel Torah. That is chorban. And when a person feels that he's doing nothing, it's very, very easy to pat it aside. So I won't learn this hour, I will learn this hour. So what do I have to lose? You have to lose. You know what you have to lose? You have to lose the greatest matana the Eivishta gave you. The chalas to learn Torah. The shivcha shel Torah is the aside of it all. The hergish of the chashivas of what you're doing is really the aside of it all. State novice of nothing perik memalef. Gimbal kisaron him, there are three different kisaron. The Ketzer Kahuna, which is for Kehanim, the Ketzer Malchus, which is for the Malachim, of a fair dice of it have nothing. Avol Ketzer Torah ain't a king. The Ketzer Torah, the third Ketzer, is different. Amla Shal Torah. That Ketzer is for those that are Misamal in Torah. Kalaroit Salitoil, Yavai the Yitoil. The Rambam passing like this and like Sue, it's the Ketzer Torah is Muchan Vo'aymit, and it's Muchan Nechal Yisrael. Everybody here came to be zeicha in the Ketzer Torah. Everybody here wants to be zeicha Ali in Torah. And let me tell you very clearly, the only Yetzer is the Tzugan, the Cheshivas to Torah. It's not Kishrin, it's not Yichud, it's not anything else but the Cheshivas of Torah. When someone is master what he's doing, then the Yatzlacha comes very easy. Is margish to kemoite shal rav on every var Torah, then there's no rifkin, there's no nefila. It's when you think you're doing nothing, you think there's no difference what I'm doing, that's nefila, and that's ma'asa shal Torah. Hashem Zalman Oyebach was once asked to give a shmuz in the yeshiva. The yeshiva had a terrible asara, it was a very big tragedy happened in the yeshiva, and they asked him to mechazik the yeshiva. So he came in and he told them one story and he left. And that story turned over the yeshiva. That story made the biggest hysteria that ever was. What was that story? What was the one story that made that matecha? And the Chofetz Chaim yeshiva, the Rashiva, the granat, and the palitra. And Nebuchadnezzar became very sick. And the Baruch Hu Mo'ais Mensch, their Rebbe, their Rashi Shiva, their Mamash, their Chiyas, and Nebuchadnezzar Likshan. So each bachur was makabel to do something else. Lizchusei lufu lefen. One stayed up Leil Shishi, and one stayed up till Wednesday night, and Motzei Shabbos. And each person did something special. Lizchusei lufu lefen from the Gunat. And a few brachim got together. They went to the Chofetz Chaim. Said, Rebbe, what are you going to give for the Gunat? What's the schus that you're going to give for the Gunat? So the Chofetz Chaim thought for a while. He picked his head up and says, I'm giving the Gunat 1 minute of my learning. So Shlomo Zalman said, don't think for a second, Chas v'shalom, Chofetz Chaim was stingy, Chofetz Chaim was selfish, and the Chofetz Chaim, Chas v'shalom, to say to him, if he's a Chofetz Chaim, was a stingy person. The Chofetz Chaim, he said, was very, very generous. The Chofetz Chaim was nice in Ba'ayin Yafa. The Chofetz Chaim was very selfless. But the Chofetz Chaim knew what Amanut Torah is. And the Chofetz Chaim gave the greatest matana, he gave the greatest donation. He gave a min of Liman HaTorah. This is Shivcha HaTorah. This is Cheshivas HaTorah that we all so desperately need in the Derech Aliyah. This is what a Ben Aliyah needs in his Derech Aliyah, in his Zman Aliyah. he needs the chesivus of Torah, the yachas of Torah. When a person is marvish, the more happy Torah Secha, when he feels the kol kaychoys of what he's doing and how important he's doing, that what the chukoysay telechu really means, when he's had that hergish, then he's zoycha to live a life of kol hayoy misichosi.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.hl.com.